Chapter 5. Arrival in Shanghai. 6 weeks after Nai Nai's funeral, Ye Ye took big sister, big brother, second brother, and me for an outing. To our surprise, our car stopped first at the railroad station. After instructing our chauffeur to wait outside in the car, Ye Ye marched the four of us onto a crowded platform marked with a sign, To Shanghai. There, in a first-class compartment, we came face to face with Father sitting by himself. He was dressed in a black suit and black tie. His eyes were red, and he had been crying. We were delighted and astonished. Big sister asked, "How long have you been back, Father?" He told her he had just arrived a few hours ago, but was planning to leave again almost immediately. He said he missed us and was in Tianjin specially to escort us south to Shanghai. He told us Shanghai was a large port city 1,000 miles away, and our grand aunt owned a big bank there. Father, Niang, and fourth brother had been living there for 1.5 years. Since third brother was still recuperating from measles, he would join us later with little sister, Ye Ye, and Aunt Baba. Being devout Buddhists, Ye Ye and Aunt Baba wished to observe the traditional 100-day religious mourning period for Nai Nai before leaving Tianjin. "What about our clothes?" Big brother asked. "Aunt Baba is arranging to have them delivered separately," Father replied. "If you had taken too much luggage with you, the servants would have become suspicious. It's important that the servants know nothing about my whereabouts. Otherwise, the Japanese might arrest me." During the train journey, talk to each other as little as possible so you'll give nothing away. Now, say goodbye to your Yeye. The train is leaving in 5 minutes. Father's Shanghai house was situated on Avenue Joffre, deep in the heart of the French Concession. It was a big, square, dark gray concrete building, just like all the other 69 houses within the same Longtang, a cluster of houses surrounded by a communal wall. Father's chauffeur drove us from the station through the main lane of our Longtang, turned left into a narrower alleyway, and stopped in front of a wrought iron gate. Father led us into a charming garden, with a small lawn lined by clipped camellia bushes, a magnolia tree with wonderfully fragrant blooms, and a wishing well next to a wooden doghouse. A large, ferocious-looking German shepherd rushed out, jumped excitedly at the sight of Father, but barked at us. I glanced briefly at the large, brutish animal with his sharp teeth and pointed ears. Father noticed and said to me, "His name is Jackie. Don't be afraid of him. Just behave naturally. He's getting obedience training lessons every week from a German dog trainer. He won't dare bite you." All the same, I was nervous. I got away and followed Big Brother up 3 stone steps through tall French doors into the formal living room. "Here we are," Father said, looking around proudly as we gawked in open-mouthed wonder at the burgundy-red velvet couches, matching velvet curtains, and thick woolen carpet partially covering a teak parquet floor. The wallpaper had long strips of raised velvet napping, which matched the curtains. Beautiful white orchids in an antique Ming Dynasty vase rested on an elegant imitation Louis XVI coffee table. Everything was ornate, formal, polished, and hard. Niang entered, holding fourth brother's hand. We greeted her timidly. Like the room, our stepmother was stylish and flawless, with her large piercing eyes, long shapely nails painted bright red, and enormous flashing diamonds at her throat, wrist, and ears. Standing opposite her made me feel quite shabby and ill at ease. "Sit down, all of you, and welcome to our Shanghai home," Niang announced in a loud, clear voice. "The maids will show you to your rooms. This house consists of three floors. On the ground floor, the living room and dining room are in the front. The kitchen, garage, and servants' quarters are at the back. You are to enter and leave the house by the back door only. The front gate leading out of the garden is reserved for your father's guests. So is the living room. You are not to invite any of your friends home or to visit them in their houses. The first floor is where your father and I and your younger brother and sister have our rooms. You are not allowed to enter any of the rooms on our floor without our permission. All of you will live on the second floor. You three boys will sleep in the same room. Wu Mei will share a room with Aunt Baba. Ye Ye and Big Sister will each have a private room. Keep your rooms tidy, because your father and I might come up and make an inspection at any time. We have enrolled all of you at very expensive private missionary schools. School starts next Monday. Now, go with the maids to your rooms and wash yourselves. In half an hour, cook will ring the dinner bell. As soon as you hear it, all of you will come down at once. Do you understand?" We nodded solemnly. As we climbed the stairs, Big Brother muttered, "To her, we're not separate people. Over here, we have become one single unit known as all of you. Seems like this is how it's going to be from now on."